This is SDPB News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Since 2002, the Deadwood Historic Preservation Commission has distributed nearly $40 million in grants across the state. Officials are accepting applications for the first round of grants for 2018. Deadwood's Historic Preservation Officer Kevin Kuchenbecker says the group has approved funding for several familiar historical projects.
One of the projects which is unique is the First Nations Sculpture Garden in Rapid City, recognizing the early Native American leadership in this area. We've done opera houses in Leeds, Spearfish, Del Rapids, brought back the original railroad depot in Fort Pierre, the Chateau, and Fort Pierre Chateau and the Scotty Phillips Cemetery have received funds. And Phillip, a statue of Scotty Phillip, who was an early freighter into Deadwood.
Kuchenbecker says private homeowners are not eligible for the grants. He says the awards go to nonprofit groups and government agencies for communities that have ties to Deadwood. Grants are funded through gaming revenues. Kuchenbecker says applications are due January 18th. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says President Trump supports efforts to adjust the federal tax code and legislation designed to stabilize the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. Rounds spoke on Here and Now here on NPR and SDPB. He met with the president yesterday, he says, and Rounds says there are other items on the president's agenda in addition to tax and health care changes.
After that, as the president talked with us yesterday, we're going to look at an infrastructure bill. We need infrastructure repair and improvements so that we can be more effective as a country in delivering GDP. And it's also a good way to keep people working as well to benefit future generations.
The GOP-controlled U.S. House of Representatives passed tax legislation earlier this month. The Senate's version of the bill cleared their budget committee on a party-line vote yesterday. Should Senate Republicans pass their version, a conference committee from both houses of Congress will meet.